Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. When we look up at the night sky, some of us are lucky enough to gaze at a sea of stars, spot a planet, or streaking meteor, and if you're truly blessed, drink in the Milky Way. But for an increasing number of us in California and even the world, artificial light clutters the evening hours, turning night into day. One study estimates 80% of the world's population lives under light-polluted skies. Earlier this year, South Lake Tahoe joined a growing movement of cities that are exploring becoming a dark sky community. We spoke with Michael Marlin, an International Dark Sky Association ambassador, about how a darker sky could benefit South Lake Tahoe and every community across the country. Can you tell us just right off the bat what the International Dark Sky Movement is and what is the mission?
The International Dark Sky Association was formed several decades ago, and their mission is to educate people to the intelligent use of outdoor lighting. Intelligent use of outdoor lighting means learning how to direct your light to the target it needs to go to rather than going up. We've all seen these photographs from space of the cities, right? And all of the lights. If you can see lights from that picture, that means that's light that's going up into the sky. And so it's not going to its target. So right there, that's already a huge waste of energy. So dark sky initiatives improve energy, improve the safety. It does a number of things. Supports migratory patterns for birds, nocturnal pollinators, sleep habits for people. And so light is a ubiquitous topic, and it really affects so many aspects of our lives.
When it comes to actually the metrics, how do you measure a dark sky?
That's a great question. There's a thing called a sky quality meter.
Okay.
And it's a little box. And it's got a little sensor on it, and you go to your place and you point it up to the zenith, the pinnacle at the top of the sky, and you take readings of light and see how much light is coming in.
So is it on a scale of 1 to 10 or just to if you're comparing one area to another?
There's a thing called the Bortle scale, which was really helped drive this home for the city of South Lake Tahoe. When I presented this in my Zoom presentation, this picture really shows what you would be looking at if you were in Sacramento, what the sky would look like. That's a 9, and it only goes to 9. And then
and 9 means light pollution, like the most light pollution.
Yeah, a number 9 is the worst. You know, it's as bad as it's going to get. There is no 10. And then a 1 would be someplace out in the wilderness. So that's your pristine night sky where you don't have any light pollution whatsoever versus being in an inner city.
So what's South Lake Tahoe on that scale of 0 to 9?
They are somewhere like around a 5 or a 6.
I think that would be pretty, I'm pretty surprised by that.
There's a lot more light there than people realize. You know, especially from the casinos and businesses. So that's really what they're addressing. And the city of South Lake Tahoe is moving to become a dark sky community, which means initially they're going to do this in a phased approach, first changing the sidewalk lighting, moving away from 4,000 Kelvin to a more dark sky friendly color. Temperature would be 2,700 or below, mm-hmm. preferably 2,200. And then after that, then moving on to the municipal buildings. And then after that, engaging the businesses. So it's going to be probably a 5 to 7 year process.
What would be the benefit to South Lake Tahoe to becoming a dark sky community and implementing these changes, which I would imagine would take several years?
Yes. Well, the first benefit is you're going to save money because you're using technology that uses far less electricity. You're going to reduce carbon greenhouse gases because, again, you're using less energy. You're going to improve safety because high intensity blue rich white light causes more glare and snow and rain. That's why our fog lights are amber. So it improves safety. It's going to improve a habitat for migratory birds, night pollinators, mammals. It's going to improve human health The AMA found that this high intensity blue rich white light that people are exposed to have been linked to diabetes, obesity, melatonin suppression, depression, sleeplessness, and some forms of cancer. It also improves aesthetics. People like being able to see the stars. It preserves cultural heritage because the oldest stories that we tell are about the stars.
You gave this presentation to the South Lake Tahoe City Council. What was the response that you received?
It was great. I mean, it was really, so many people like stepped up and said, oh, this is a great idea on so many levels. People sometimes think that a dark sky initiative means no light. That is just not the case. And a lot of people fear the dark. They think that it's going to create more crime. There have been no studies whatsoever that have linked darkness to crime. And my argument back to them is always, well, if light prevents crime, we wouldn't have any crime whatsoever during the day. But that's just not the case. So people called in, they thought it was a great idea. Then when the Tahoe Tribune published the paper and the story came out, there was lots and lots of comments and all of them were totally positive. People like being able to see the stars. And when we allow ourselves to adapt our eyes to having its night vision, which is what we've evolved to do, it's a much more pleasant experience.
That was my conversation with International Dark Sky Association Ambassador Michael Marlin about his efforts to help South Lake Tahoe become a dark sky community. Our interview first aired in January. That wraps a special edition of Insight for today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. And if you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us.